Radio 1270, WXYZ Detroit.
Yes, hello, this is Charles Antel calling from the Yell and Win radio program. Are you listening to us right now?
No, we're not.
I see. Well, we have an opportunity for you to win $100 if you can yell and win. What we'd like you to do is stand back from the telephone and yell as loud as you can. We have a meter here in our radio studio that goes from 0 to 100. If your yell registers plus 50, you win the $100. Now, on Yell and Win, please stand back and yell.
Hello?
No, I'm awfully sorry. Hello? Yes. This is Dick Pertin at WXYZ. How are you?
Who is this?
I say, this is Dick Pertin on WXYZ Radio. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Well, listen, I must say you certainly have a fine pair of lungs. But unfortunately, your yell didn't register the 50 and you don't win.
You don't win.
No, but you've been very nice to participate with us.
Dick Pertin.
Good morning and welcome to, I say good morning and welcome to WXYZ's Morning at the Movies. This morning's full-length in-color film presentation is Don Juan in Portugal.
Ooh, Don Juan, I don't know what to say to you.
Hi, Senorita Juanita. I have come a long way to see you, my darling.
Oh, Don Juan, will we ever get together?
I doubt it, my dear. I am not from the same class of people that you are from. My people do not enjoy the riches that your people do. Some change fell out of my pocket.
Oh, Don Juan, let us escape together.
I cannot. I cannot. We are down here by the riverside. We must go no farther.
Oh, Don Juan. The riverside beckons.
I cannot, my dear. I've told you. I cannot go down by the riverside.
Oh, say it again, Don Juan.
You know, down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I must be going, my dear. I must mount my trusty steed and be off into the sunlight.
Oh, Don Juan, throw me a kiss.
I will, my darling. Here.
I knew I had to broom that broad.
Tune in again next time when WXYZ presents Don Juan Returns. And we'll hear Don Juan say...
Hey, Juanita, maybe you got a sister.
It's 9 p.m. in Detroit and time for the John Stupak Show. The thoughts and opinions expressed in the following hours of comments and conversation do not necessarily represent those of the sponsors, owners, or management of WXYZ Radio. And now, here's John Stupak.
And good evening. It looks like something out of a Bogart movie out there this evening, or maybe I should say it looked like weather out of On the Waterfront or whatever. Very grim evening, needless to say. It's been a grim weekend. A lot of rain, a lot of slipping and sliding. This is an open evening. The number is 353-3030, 353-3030, and it is an open program tonight. We'll be going to the phone just as soon as you call, at 4 minutes past nine. Right back.
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I was waiting. I'm, you know, Yesterday I was trying to get in touch with you. There was a subject about the Jewish influence, and there was a guy who was arguing with you, and you cut him off the air. And
sir, I want to correct you there. I didn't cut him off the air. We had 30 seconds left before news, and that's why I terminated the conversation.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. 353-3030, the number, 10 minutes past 9, WXYZ, you're on the air.
John?
Yes.
Yeah, I for one am shocked, and I think the real guilt for misconduct here goes with the profession you belong to, that Agnew did not get due process in court. The people who forced him out of the due process was the left-wing mass media, and I think you lean that way, John.
Well, I think you're ultra-radical conservative and wouldn't be able to judge.
And as far as a successor, I would hope Nixon has enough guts to appoint Governor Wallace. Him to vice president. This is the person the majority of the people voted for in Michigan here.
That's an amusing possibility.
Pardon me?
I say that's an amusing possibility. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Good night. WXYZ, you're on the air. Hello.
Johnny Randall.
Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. There's a young man that built a whole career out of singing while standing in front of the trombone player, you know. Every time the trombone slide would go out, he'd go, ah!
Jim Davis.
And
I like you. Do you like me? Remember you used to do that in school? You'd, you know, write a girl a note saying, I love you. Do you love me? And then you put two little boxes, yes and no. And then if she wrote no, of course, you'd never give her another piece of bubble gum. Or if failing that, never again buttered popcorn. Just your usual salted. That's one way you let a girl know.
Good feeling, good sound with you in mind any time of day.
Big Al Wilson, show and tell. And that's something I missed when I was a kid in school. We didn't have that when I was a kid in school back in North Carolina. And it's a darn good thing we didn't, come to think of it, because I didn't have a thing to bring in.
So show me and tell.
Class, what I'm holding up here, this is what you call a, this is a bucket of grits. It's going to be one of those nights. 34 degrees at 6:05.
Yes.
Yeah, Jerry.
Here comes Amos. Amos Moses was a Cajun.
He lived Lockhart.
Streaking the new campus fad isn't all that new, really. It's caught on at 15 more universities in 10 states on Monday. There was some arrest and some co-eds. See, we're just becoming a lazy nation. Some co-eds who apparently didn't feel like streaking simply stood nude in their dormitory windows. That's just ridiculous.
Dick Burton, WXYZ's Mr. Morning, 6 to 10 a.m. John Stupak, controversy, commentary, and conversation, 9 p.m. to midnight. Both recipients of the Golden Mike Award. But at WXYZ Music Radio 1270, we believe in music. With Johnny Randall, the ladies' home companion from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Jim Davis, afternoons from 2 to 6. Dan Henderson, evenings from 6 to 9. And Dave Lockhart, WXYZ's midnight special from 12 to 6 a.m. But even though we call ourselves music radio, our listeners know that WXYZ Radio News is pretty sound, too.
Charges to be sought in kidnap killings, Tanian to lead drive against handguns, mediator looks for settlement of Teamster strike. Larry Webb reporting WXYZ News. Today, Detroit homicide officers are going to file murder charges.
WXYZ Radio staff of proven broadcast journalists pack more essential facts into each two-minute WXYZ News report than most radio stations put in a whole 10-minute newscast. Their concise, definitive, easy-to-understand reporting is paid off for WXYZ in the form of 4 local and 3 national broadcast journalism awards in the last 2 years alone.
Electric power has been restored today to most of the more than 7,000 customers in Isabel, Montcalm, and Mecosta counties in Michigan hit by an ice storm over the weekend. Now, world news from ABC.
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network. Don Blair in New York reporting. Consumer prices, onward.
And hourly reports from the ABC Entertainment Network keep Detroit informed of national and world events as they happen.
Lucky listening, WXYZ. Music radio, WXYZ.
Good news, public service, and community involvement go hand in hand. And WXYZ Music Radio 1270 continues to lead all Detroit radio stations in that category, too, with such community-oriented events as the annual Project Joey Toys for Tots campaign, the annual pumpkin carving contest, continuous games, prizes, special events, charity benefits, and public appearances by WXYZ's lineup of air personalities. Additionally, each summer, WXYZ Music Radio co-sponsors an impressive series of outdoor concerts at Pine Knob Music Theater, one of the Detroit area's hottest new entertainment attractions since its opening in 1972. Pine Knob Music Theater's concert series includes such headliners as Neil Diamond.
I must tell you that I had one of the most exciting engagements I've ever had at the Pine Knob Theater, and I'd love to be able to come back there. Maybe next year, if I'm invited back, that would be terrific. It was a very exciting engagement for me, and I'd love to do it again.
And exciting performances at Pine Knob have been turned in by Burt Bacharach, Chicago, Tom Jones, Dionne Warwick, The Carpenters, John Denver, Carole King, Sonny and Cher, and many, many more under the stars before hundreds of thousands of concertgoers from three states and Canada.
1270 WXY.
Detroiters have become accustomed to being entertained by WXYZ Music Radio. They should. They've been listening to WXYZ for more than 50 years now. But WXYZ Music Radio doesn't stay strong with its audience by playing the Lone Ranger. We do it with award-winning news, continuous audience involvement, more of the music people want to hear, and the personalities who turn Detroit on.
You know that lady you called yesterday?
Yeah, which one?
About selling the home to?
Oh, yeah.
When my husband came home, he told me, guess who Dick Burton called today? And I said, oh, some lady. I said, he was trying to sell her a house with a horse in a bowling alley. Come to find out, I know the lady. She was at the tech center.
WXYZ, we're your kind of people. WXYZ and you.